Okay, well, thank you all for coming. I'm going to continue to present some of the results from the large marketing study that we did this year at the Rudd Center, and I'm going to focus specifically on children's meals and the various options that are available in those meals at different restaurants. I also have no relationships to disclose. So one of the reasons why this is really important is because going to a fast food restaurant is no longer a special occasion sort of treat that happens once in a while. We did an internet survey of parents and found that 84% reported taking their child to a fast food restaurant at least once in the past week. 40% of the parents actually said that their child asked to go to McDonald's at least once a week, and a very group I feel sorry for, 15% of parents of preschoolers have their kids asking to go to McDonald's every single day. So the kids' meal landscape has changed a lot over the years. Back in 1979 was when the Happy Meal was first introduced in McDonald's, but today most fast food restaurants offer a special children's menu. And so what we did in our study is we went to the 8 of the restaurants that offer a children's menu, specifically the McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, KFC, Subway, Taco Bell, Dairy Queen, and Sonic. And we looked at all of the items that were available on those menus. So the first part of our nutrient analysis is we calculated the nutrient profile index, which is what Kelly referred to earlier. This is an Oxford-developed measure that is used in the UK in order to identify those foods that are allowed to be marketed to children. So we chose it because there was already a country that was using this particular measure on the issue of food marketing to kids. So here are the main dishes that are available at these different restaurants, and you can see it's gone beyond just hamburgers and chicken nuggets. And when we use the NPI to assess them, the ones that actually did reach the criteria of being healthy, you can see highlighted here in yellow. So hamburgers, cheeseburgers, and really all of the different chicken items, none of them met the criteria. But there are some other options, macaroni and cheese, grilled cheese, burritos, and tacos. And interestingly, down at the bottom, those are the Subway sandwiches where nearly all of them met the criteria. Then when we look at the side dishes, while French fries are still the most popular, there are a number of other side dishes that are available across these 8 restaurants. The ones that met the criteria are highlighted now. It's primarily the apples, oranges, bananas, yogurt, and then a few of the vegetables, the corn, green beans, and should we say coleslaw? Cornslaw. We also found, though, that some French fries, but not others, do meet the criteria. So there is some difference across the chains in terms of the nutrient profile of the French fries. And in some places, the apple dippers, even with the caramel sauce, still do meet those criteria. And then finally, for the beverages, there are huge numbers of beverages that are available as part of the children's meals, as you can see here. Pretty much everything that you can get at the restaurant, plus some places offer plain milk, flavored milk, and 100% juice, in addition to the ones that are their general items. So we decided not to include the diet drinks, but focus just on the other choices. And none of the sugar-sweetened beverages met the criteria, but basically the milk, unsweetened tea, flavored milk, and 100% juice did. So what we did with all of those is we then figured out every possible combination of a kids' meal that you could order at any of those 8 restaurants, and there were 3,039 of them. And we then put them together as meals, and we used the Institute of Medicine school meal limits to figure out what the target calories and sodium limits should be for a meal for either an elementary school age child or a preschool age child. So the limits were 650 calories and 636 milligrams of sodium for elementary. For preschool, it's only 410 calories and 544 milligrams of sodium. So out of those 3,000, we found that 15 of the options actually met all 3 of our criteria, in that each component was a healthy option, and as a meal, it didn't have too many calories or too much sodium. Interestingly, 28% of the options at Subway did make this list, 4% of the options at Burger King, and none of the other restaurants had any of their items meet the list for elementary schools. When we just looked at calories, so we tried to loosen the criteria a little bit, 61% of the meals did meet the calorie limits, but sodium was something that made it very difficult for most of the restaurants, so only 12% of the meals met the sodium limits alone. For preschoolers, only 12 meal combinations met all of these criteria, and again, it's only Subway and Burger King that have these meals. And the calorie limits for preschoolers, very few of the meals met, only 8%, and the sodium limits only 4%. So this is sort of helpful to see where some of the main problems are. So the second thing we did is we did a sales practices audit, where in June, we had a group of researchers go into 250 restaurants from 37 different markets across the United States. So we really wanted to do a large national study to see what happens when you go into a restaurant and order one of these meals. So there were 50 of each of these top five restaurants that we sent people into. And the field personnel were instructed to go in and to request a children's meal and to simply identify it by the main dish. So it was mostly hamburgers, and then for Taco Bell, it was a taco, and for Subway, it was a roast beef sandwich. So they basically said, I would like a hamburger kids meal. Then what we wanted to see is what happened next. So if the person behind the counter offered them a choice, they kept track of that. But what we found is in many times they didn't offer a choice at all, but they just automatically had this default where they would put in a side and put in a drink. So we kept track of that, and we told them if you are given a choice, buy the first item that's mentioned when they are offering you a choice. So what we found was across the board, you can see the vast majority of the restaurants offered no choice of side. So basically, you got the French fries automatically with your meal. The only exception was Subway, where most of the time they did offer you one of the sides. And so as a consequence, when we told people to actually buy what was offered first, you can see hardly anybody ended up with a healthy side if they just went with the default or with the first thing that was offered. The exception here, again, Subway, you have 56% of the people getting the fresh fruit, another 10% getting the yogurt, which are the only sides that are offered in the Subway kids meal. So then we also looked at beverages and again found that the majority of the time the restaurants would automatically provide the sugared soda as the default beverage. And you can see with Subway, it was a little bit less common for that to happen. And then the beverages that were actually received, as you can see again, were very small numbers for the juice, milk, and flavored milk. For four of the restaurants and Subway, you were quite likely to end up with juice, milk, or flavored milk. So what's interesting is that Subway definitely stands out and is in a unique position in that they really only offer the milk, flavored milk, and juice officially as part of their children's meal. Taco Bell, Dairy Queen, and KFC, none of them even offer the milk as part of the kids' meal. And they don't even offer 100% juice. So basically, if you go into one of those three restaurants, you are going to have an item that either has added sugar, has artificial sweeteners, with the exceptions of having unsweetened tea or water. So that was very surprising, especially that Dairy Queen didn't even offer milk, just seemed weird to me. So one of the recommendations is that we think that the restaurants should really take seriously this idea of offering the healthy default, and frankly, should only offer milk and 100% juice with their children's meals, since these are obviously being targeted to children, and clearly you want them to have something other than a sugar-sweetened beverages. We also think that if you're going to have the unhealthy sides, you should always offer the healthy sides first. And the main dishes, in general, are very unhealthy across the board, except for the macaroni and cheese at Burger King and the sandwiches at Subway. So the main fast food restaurants need to do a lot of work to come up with some main dishes that are lower in saturated fat so they can meet some nutrition standards. And finally, sodium is another significant problem in these meals. So I just wanted to show you an example of what would happen if you change the default. And it was striking me as I put together this slide that, you know, the generation of parents we have today are the first generation that think that this is a rounded, well-balanced meal. Hamburger, French fries, and a Coke. Like, that's sort of the default meal that you would get at McDonald's. And it feels very normal to us. But here are the calories that you end up with with the kids' hamburger, French fry, and Coke meal. So what I'd like to suggest to the companies is to automatically default to providing the apple dippers instead, and you can see you then drop down to 35 calories, and automatically default to offering the plain milk. And then you lose some calories, but more importantly, you also gain a lot of important nutrition, including calcium for the kids. And now your calories are down to 385. And if you start to do some math, first you can see that you get 8.5 grams less of fat with this newer meal. You have 17 grams less sugar. And I tried very hard to find out how many Happy Meals McDonald's sells in a year, and I couldn't find that information, but I did find a quote from someone from McDonald's saying they sell millions. So let's say we've got millions of Happy Meals, and you do this 205 decrease per meal, there's potentially a decrease of billions of calories if all of the chains then follow McDonald's lead and really start to have the healthy default. And given that the industry has made this healthy weight commitment and said that they wanted to reduce 1 trillion calories by 2012, I would just like to suggest this to them as a really good way to work on that goal. So we also have a list on the website of the best and worst meals, and you can put in your child's age and sex and find out how many calories they need and find meals that would fit their calorie needs across the different restaurants. Thank you.